This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoopstand with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio, live on the Liberty News Radio Network. It is Saturday, October the 8th, 2022. We are red hot and rolling. Walter, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
Man, you know me. You know, I don't care if it rains or freezes, as long as I got that plastic Jesus riding on the dashboard of my car.
Yep, outstanding. Walter is still the same after 4 years and change doing this awesome show. Anyways, we want to say a special shout out to our friend and Little Billy Keebler, who is the chief of the Onondaga, New York Fire Department. We hope all the men and the alleged woman stay safe out there while fighting meth lab fires. First order of business, as always, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we remember Deputy Sheriff Blaine Lane of the Polk County, Florida Sheriff's Office, end of watch Tuesday, October 24th, 2022. Deputy Lane was serving a felony warrant with two other deputies, and the maggot shot and killed Deputy Lane. She was injured, and she is still alive waiting charges. Anyways, moving right along, this week was a hell of a week in terms of media because you have one Kanye West who must have been listening to Liberty News Radio Network in between doing shows and designing clothes or whatever. What am I talking about? Well, unless you have been under a rock, Kanye West had a fashion show in Paris, and fellow conservative Candace Owens came out with Kanye and were wearing the shirts on the back that read White Lives Matter. Now, Candace Owens is a black female, and she's as conservative as we are, if not more. So to see Kanye West with Candace Owens is one thing. It's like, wow, there must be something must be going on. But then for Kanye West to wear these White Lives Matter shirts just absolutely just killed the internet. It is just shocking. And then Kanye was far from done because he went on Instagram and called Black Lives Matter a scam. Well, it's pretty safe to say that Kanye West will not be invited to the next Democrat convention and will have all this street cred hold. So anyways, Kanye West stood up to the leftist mob, the media, the race hustlers, politicians, the people living in the basement, the keyboard commandos, and so on and so forth. But he still wasn't done. This week he was on with Tucker Carlson giving an interview, and he did not mince words. Now, he said some things you had to read between the lines, but he did not mince words whatsoever. He stated that people try to control him. People try to control what he said. He wanted to come out for support Trump publicly, but his so-called handlers, management, whoever, his people that he pays to, I guess, kiss his ass, said, don't mention Trump, don't support Trump, don't come out for Trump, you're going to lose your street cred, this, that, and other thing. Then he mentioned his ex-wife, Kim Kardashian, also had handlers saying the same thing. Also that the Kardashian family are in close contact with the Clintons and had the Clinton cell phone numbers and was simply a phone call away. And then he still went on. He talked about having dinner with Jared and Joshua Kushner. And Jared Kushner is the son-in-law of President Donald Trump. And he stated that Kushner, or Kushner. I'm thinking of Don Kushner from a rock concert from back in the 70s. Anyways, Kushner probably held Trump back for money. And then Kanye West accused the Kushner brothers of being born into money, not making anything of themselves, and just be going after money. And what he was saying between the lines is like, hey, the Jews control everything, more or less. And then he still wasn't done. And this is really, and Kanye West, he's the type of guy, he just does not care anymore. I was going to say he doesn't give a flying, you know what, but he does not care anymore. The guy's worth $1 billion, and he made it by himself. He doesn't care. Anyways, Sean Puffy, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Combs reached out to Mr. West and said, send me an address and stop playing the internet games and don't feel threatened. You'll be fine. Just love. So West replied, this ain't a game. I'm going to use you as an example to show how the Jewish people that told you to call me that no one can threaten or influence me. I told you this was war. Now go get you some business. So anyways, a couple texts later, he says, as soon as Mr. Combs said to Mr. West, as soon as we land, we'll meet face-to-face at my address. And then Kanye said, well, N-word, F you, you fed. So anyways, Kanye West is not playing anymore. So, and then the Anti-Defamation League, which is nothing but a defamation league for anybody who's not part of the chosen people, came out after Kanye West and went after him on Twitter. But what's funny is that the Anti-Defamation League never said that Kanye West was wrong, which is very, very interesting. And another thing about the Anti-Defamation League is that you never see them going after neo-Nazis, these people in the boots and the shoelaces and the red suspenders and the Heil Hitler and whatever, and, you know, the swastika flags and, you know, walking around boot stomping and saying Heil Hitler. They never go after them. They go after people who have an opinion, have an educated opinion. So that's the Anti-Defamation League in a nutshell. But I look forward to Kanye West. Well, I foresee Kanye West to being canceled, being part of cancel culture, losing the street credibility, the radio station stop playing the songs, the fashion world stops showing his clothing line or whatever. But again, he does not care. And another thing about Kanye West during the interview, which is totally just blew me away, he was talking about aborted black babies is walking around with a lanyard with a sonogram of a baby fetus. So it was just absolutely shocking. It was pleasantly surprised. And I was like, when did Kanye West start listening to 75 Radio? When did this happen? And anyways, when we come back, we'll talk about Kanye West, my situation, and also the District of Columbia is helping certain people get homes. Check us out, 75radio.org, 75radio.org. Take it away, boys.
Treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules, the shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop State with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. Kanye West just pulled the curtain on what really goes on in Hollywood, how Hollywood just an absolute cesspool. I mean, it's great to see Kanye just open his eyes to see what's going on, but, you know, we knew this about 18 years and counting. Anyways, Walt, any opinions, comments, concerns about Kanye West?
Yeah, sure. Well, first of all, when P. Diddy gets involved, they don't do business, okay? They do bins, okay? That's first off. Second is, how in the hell supporting Donald Trump is cause for losing street cred? I mean, Kanye really doesn't have any street cred, you know, I don't think. You know, he might have, you know, cred, you know, in the record studios, things like that. But, you know, he ain't no gangster. Then again, you know, you never know if he's riding around with P. Diddy. Might be a car pull up next to him, you know, like
Biggie Smalls.
Like Tupac, you know, those people down there at Death Row Records and stuff like that is just, I don't know, Kanye's telling the right people the right things, you know, for the right reasons. And when you do that, you know, people don't like it because it ruins their street cred, you know, but they're not hanging, you know, he can't hang with the niggas no more, I guess is what P. Daddy's talking about. Whatever. P. Daddy has, you know, more names than the Chinese phone book, I swear. You know, P. Diddy, Pump Diddy, Diddy, P. Daddy, Diddy, Puff Daddy. Come on, how can you tell, take people like that? Just because they got money. How can you tell, take people like that and think they're serious? Miss Owens, you know, she's a righteous lady. She's been standing on her own two feet for, 4 years now, 5 years now? And I don't know if they're a couple or joining forces.
Ms. Owens married she's already married and had a kid already with another man, but they're just friends.
Yeah, all right. We can't say that. We can say that about our vice president too, but you know, whatever. I think he's, you know, I don't know if his eyes have been open. I think his eyes have always been open and he just, you know, kept his mouth shut, but now his mouth is following his eyes. He's opening up that too. So, P. Diddy is trying to knock him down, but, Kanye, good luck to you.
Right. And also, I foresee the people on like these black radio stations like Hot 97 New York and WPGC here in DC, which happen to be owned by white people, they'd be calling him, and also these keyboard commandos and everybody on social media calling Kanye West a coon, sellout, Uncle Tom, black white supremacist, so on and so forth. But I'd love to get him on and just say what's on his mind. But anyways, look for that to happen, and hopefully
that's his own people. That's his own people calling him those names.
Right. Right. And it's people like us. We open our arms to people like Lanell Black Rosebud Harris. This guy, he also did some things he wasn't proud of. And he paid his debts to society, and now he's making a career as a comedian. We also had Brandon Tatum on, former Tucson, Arizona police officer who was a lifelong Democrat and just had his eyes open. And now he took over for the great Larry Elder on Salem Communications. I just wish he brought us along, but that's a different, that's another story. But anyways, moving right along, I want to talk about what's happening in my life besides I'm divorced. Since I've been divorced, I'm very available. I've been also very lonely, hint. So, hey, ladies, if you're within 250 miles of the District of Columbia, just look me up. But anyways, on a more serious note, it's my kid's school. One of my daughter's class, the teacher's flying the LGBTQ flag. I'm surprised the American flag's still in there, but they do say the Pledge of Allegiance for now, thank God. And I've contacted everybody. I spoke to the ombudsman for the school district, and of course they cited whatever SOP saying that they can fly the flag if they want for marginalized groups. And then here's how serious I am, folks. I've contacted the ACLU, the group that hates cops, hates America, hates everything that this country stands for. I reached out to them to try to do something. But as I'm filling out the form online, they said, well, our resources are limited, so we cannot take every case. So they're looking for the cases where that they can make lots of money or get the name out there. So I'm not holding my breath. So I'm probably going to have to either go down to the courthouse myself and file it or do something else. I don't know, but... And then my kids had Yom Kippur, and they had Rosh Hashanah off. And later this month, they have some Indian holiday off. I said, what's all these days off? So I did a little bit more research, and the school district wanted to be like all these other school districts and have a more equitable school calendar. So now you have every religious holiday off because – the Christians have Christmas off, which is a federal holiday, and now they want to throw everything else off there, and including the Day of the Dead. October 31st in Hispanic culture is known as the Day of the Dead. So, you know, so I don't know when my kids are going to go to school anymore. They get more time off than they do time to go to school. And, of course, there's still nothing about the curriculum, nothing about the reading, writing, arithmetic, nothing about that. And I'm between a rock and a hard place because I don't like the fact my kids are going to this crap school, which used to have a very good reputation. People would move, like, just like everywhere else, people would move to the suburbs for the good schools, i.e. away from the Negroes. And the school board just taking everything that the total accomplishments, the achievements, the standards, and threw them down the toilet. And I'm still unable to afford tuition for the private schools, the ones that have space for my kids. And it's just frustrating. And I'm at the point to try to start a scholarship fund or something. You know, I'll stand out in the stand out in traffic with have a cup in my hand, say, "We'll work for kids' tuition." Walt, you got anything else about the situation in the public school systems?
I'm glad my kids are out of it.
You don't know half of it. It's just disgusting. Now, when my parents live in upstate New York, where they do not call 911, the school board, the school system does not play with that foolishness. And even though it's a union free school district, so teachers unions are not involved. And it's just terrible. And then you got Fairfax County. They got the principals on the day off in the middle of the afternoon driving drunk. But anyways, last year when I had Cal Thomas on the show, he said, do what you can, get your kids out of public schools. And I said, well, Cal, I don't have the money. I got this. Like, stop making excuses. Get your kids out of public schools. And, you know, the words still live with me today. And, you know, there's the option of homeschooling, but unfortunately, I don't like the teachers for homeschooling. So, I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. You know, if I can't get a scholarship for my kids, guess what? I'm going to have to run for the school board. And trust me, they're not going to like me because I went down last year, last November. In fact, it was Veterans Day. And I said who it was. I'm with 75 Radio. And please keep what you're doing, because you are giving me tons and tons of material, because you're an absolute joke. My father, who lives 8 hours away in 4 or 5 states away, knows exactly what's going on, because Fox News is following you to the T. And again, they don't care. But anyways, when we come back, we'll talk about a housing situation in the District of Columbia and outside the District of Columbia. It's real interesting. And we'll talk about the world's greatest radio bit. And also Joe Biden's Latino roots. Stay tuned, everybody.
Claiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Charlie Crist, whose career as a Republican ended with a hug from a Democratic president, may have seen his political fate sealed by another Democratic president complimenting his Republican rival. That's the sentiment rolling through Democratic circles in Florida after President Joe Biden's tour of the state's storm-ravaged Gulf Coast, where he praised Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, Crist's opponent, for his handling of Hurricane Ian. Biden called DeSantis' response pretty remarkable after a congenial joint event with his sometime nemesis. They are flying contraband into prison.
A Texas man is facing up to 20 years in prison for flying a drone into a Fort Worth prison yard. Brian Henderson was arrested in August and pleaded guilty this week. He admitted to loading the drone with drugs for a prisoner, including crystal meth and a pair of prepaid cell phones. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
While speaking at a Volvo plant in Hagerstown, Maryland, Friday, and a month before Election Day, President Biden talked about many of his economic achievements during his term, including his bipartisan infrastructure deal, the CHIPS Act, the Inflation Reduction Act, and other legislation he says helped facilitate the country's economic recovery during the COVID pandemic. Biden warned that if Republicans take control this fall, though, many of these achievements will be reversed and regular Americans will suffer the consequences.
If Republicans take control of the Congress, the $2,000 cap on prescription drug costs we just passed goes away, gone. If they take back the control of the Congress, the $35 a month cap on insulin for folks on Medicare we just passed goes away, gone. The savings on health care premiums we just got for 1 million Americans for Affordable Care Act, gone.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8255. 8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Check us out, the number 75radio.org. 75radio.org. We're all over social media. Just check us out there. Anyways, our next story talks about the one, President Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. Last week, he was in Puerto Rico visiting the storm-ravaged island nation and said, quote, "I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community politically," unquote. What in the name of God does that mean? I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community politically. Now, I understand that, you know, politicians always pander to the people that stand in front of them, especially Democrats. They do it in the hyperdrive and do it very well. Hillary Clinton told a black radio station she carries hot sauce and talks to some talking jive at another function. But to say I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community politically, it makes no sense. Now, Joe Biden lived in Scranton, Pennsylvania in the 1940s. Scranton, Pennsylvania is in the middle of the state. Trust me, there are no Puerto Ricans living there or colored people living there back in the 1940s. The same thing in Delaware when he moved when he was a youngster. And remember, this is the same Joe Biden that said he did not want kids to go to school that was a, quote, racial jungle, unquote. So, anyways, he lived in a community politically. I don't know what the hell that means, but he doesn't want kids going to a racial jungle and is talking about colored mayors in New Orleans. So, I mean, what the hell is this guy's problem? Of course, nobody says anything. Nobody says, you know, what the hell is he talking about? Now, Donald Trump visited Puerto Rico when they had a hurricane when he was in office. And guess what? He came down and he was tossing paper towel rolls as his footballs, having a good time. He didn't say, well, when I lived in New York, I hung out with Puerto Ricans. No, he didn't do that because he's not that way. Well, what say you about Joe Biden, Puerto Rican?
Is he changing his name to you know, Jose? So can we call him Jose now? You know, I can't believe we got 2.5 more years of this character. You know, he's a truck driver. You know, now he's, you know, raised Puerto Rican. You know, anything else? You know, he screwed his babysitter and then married her. See what else? Yeah, this guy is like, you know, loaded for activities unbecoming of a president. You know, he already told everybody in 1988 that, you know, he cheated on his in law school. You know, said he was in the top 20% and he was like third from the bottom. You know, this guy is just an idiot. So I don't watch him. I avoid watching him. I don't read about him. I'm not interested in him. You know, nothing. And I hope other people, you know, feel the same way or similar. And, you know, I hope, you know, Democrats get their asses kicked next month. And let's hear them complain about that. I noticed in the town where I live, gas prices went down. And now they went back up again. They went up about 24 cents a gallon. So, you know, he's playing games. You know, he's an idiot. You know, his wife is really running the country, not him. You know, I mean, how can you run the country when, you know, you're saying that you were raised Puerto Rican politically?
Right. Right. You and know, also, this week, well, not to cut you off, this week, Biden told somebody on a hot mic, nobody F's with the Biden. Well, okay, well, you know, Russia's about to start World War III, China's about to start World War III, and OPEC just raised, cut oil production back to raise the price of gasoline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I guess it's going up. But, you know, this guy is just ridiculous. I don't see anything good coming out of his presidency. Kamala Chameleon is just salivating, you know, to hear him that he's not going to run for president so she can jump in and run for president. And, you know, she might bring Hillary on as her VP running mate. And then Kamala Harris will have an accident and Hillary will finally become president.
Or Kamala will be a victim of...
I mean, you know, this is a freaking game show, reality show, this government. And the world is watching. You know, the world is watching.
Right, and they're laughing at us. And anyways, so, you know, we could talk about this all night. And then, you know, as we get closer to Election Day, a couple weeks, I'll run down the accomplishments of Democrats. And folks, trust me, Republicans are just as bad. You got Foghorn Leghorn, who's been there since segregation, still running the Senate. You got God knows, you got, what's his name, Kevin McCarthy, who's just absolute empty shirt, being the minority whip for the Republicans, doing absolutely nothing. And remember, when Paul Ryan became Speaker of the House, we owned everything. Correction, Republicans owned everything, and they did nothing. So, anyways, I digress. But moving right along down the street in Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia is helping white people buy a house. Let me say that again. Washington, D.C., city government is helping white people buy a house. Well, I'm just kidding. The very incompetent mayor of Washington, D.C., Marilyn Bowser, has budgeted $10 million to help black D.C. residents purchase a home. And black home ownership has gone down about 10 to 12% in the past 15 years. And, you know, I understand that D.C. wants to help poor people purchase a home or keep a home, but it's not just poor black people. Imagine, Walter, in your neck of the woods in Franklin County, if the county mayor says, well, we're going to help poor white people purchase a home. What do you think would happen?
Oh, man, it'd be freaking, it'd be hell to pay.
Right.
It'd be hell to pay.
Right. But anyways, the local media here in D.C. is celebrating the fact that Washington, D.C. is helping poor black owners or poor black citizens of D.C. buy a house. I mean, she never heard of poor white people or poor Hispanic people or poor Asian people that want to buy a house in D.C. But it's a lawsuit waiting to happen, but... Mayor Bowser does not want to face the fact that it's the rich white people that have revitalized down Washington, D.C. as a whole. Now, it's not just since the Mayor Bowser era, but since her predecessors made Washington, D.C. attractive for the simple fact there's $4 trillion going through the city in a year. So people want a piece of that pie, so they're moving down to D.C., and so... it's very revitalizing. They go through gentrification. And trust me, I talked to the people who were born and raised here who are black, and they hate the fact that the neighborhoods that they grew up in, they can no longer afford to live in, so they have to move to Maryland, and everything's changing. You have your Starbucks, your microbrews, and so on and so forth. So the old, you know, the greasy chicken shack and rib joint are going by the wayside. And I'm not making this up. I'm trying to be funny. You know, people are upset that these restaurants that they're known forever and a day for their stinky fish and greasy ribs are going away for Starbucks. But anyways, you know, Mayor Bowser also mentions that when parents and grandparents, they pass away and they own a house, the children and grandchildren cannot buy the house, can't afford the house or whatever. So, again, it's the soft bigotry of low expectations. Black people think other black people cannot buy a house. Well, what if a black person from outside of D.C. wants to come in and buy a house? Then what? So, anyways, for the $10 million that D.C. has, because D.C. is swimming in money, thanks primarily thanks to the traffic cameras that get people like me for $200. Well, that's another story. So they have $10 million in the piggy bank, but that $10 million could be used to properly fix the roads, because these roads are actually horrendous. They redid Interstate 295, which is just repaved, but still bumpy, still curvy, still awful. There's no accountability for the work that's been done. Anyways, other roads that they do work on, they build these gigantic ski ramps off of them. But anyways, we'll come back. We'll talk about the deputy mayor of D.C. Also, we lose a radio legend and a radio bitch. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll come right back.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Kiwi. Here's Walt and Scoop.
And we're back, and I can't believe we're at the last segment already. But anyways, back to D.C., the mayor wants to give $10 million for black people to buy a house in the city. One person that does not own a house in the city is Deputy Mayor of Public Safety, Christopher Gelhardt. Early this week, Gelhardt was at a Gold's Gym in Arlington County, Virginia. He got into a scuffle with an employee, and the employee filed charges against him. And it turns out he gave an address in Falls Church, Virginia, which is about 10 miles away from Washington, D.C. So, but the deputy mayor does have a residence listed in Washington, D.C. His car is registered in D.C. and he voted in D.C. But it's just too funny that the deputy mayor of D.C. his primary residence is outside the District of Columbia. But I guess he doesn't want his kids going to a
a racial jungle of a school. What say you about giving black people money to buy a house and the deputy mayor don't want to live in the D.C.?
Yeah, no, I don't know about the mayor and stuff, but some of that money should be used to buy somebody's morons some voter IDs. And so when you vote freaking once, you know, or you get citizens to vote, not anybody that just shows up, you know. Before you know it, you have somebody named like Jose coming in to want to vote. Jose Biden.
from Wellington, Delaware.
Right. Yeah. You know, I don't care if he's the president of the United States. He needs to present an ID first if he's going to vote, you know.
Right.
And
that's a very good point.
And if he doesn't have an ID, you know, I'd be the first one to say, well, sorry, Jose. You know, you go home and go get it. You know, go back to the Oval Office. And go get it. You know, it's probably right next to your marbles, you know, that you play with. So.
Right. That's a very good point. Instead of spend all his money into buying votes, why don't we just buy these people a piece of ID go ahead.
I could picture Joe Biden being like John Larroquette in stripes. do you remember that? You know, with a little battlefield on his desk, you know.
Yep.
And then, he was playing his little game, you know, Battlefield. I can just picture Joe Biden doing that, you know, with the American, with the United States, you know.
Right.
He's got California out there. You know, he's got like dog poops on California because it stinks, you know. he dumped a glass of water on Florida and South Carolina last week. You know, so, you know, he's got little red lights, you know, where he's going to where the gas prices are the lowest and they go off and he makes sure he gets the gas prices up again.
Right.
You know, things like that. I could just picture him, you know, with these game boards, you know, like Operation, you know, you know.
Right.
So it's just. You know, the guy's 80-year-old kid. You know, he's done. You know, he's a French fry. There's nothing left up there. You know, I'm sure at one time he was a knowledgeable man. But you know, just because you're a knowledgeable person doesn't mean that you're smart. He's a fact to that. That's for sure. But yeah, I can picture him. You know, if they made a remake of Stripes, he'd be John Larroquette's character.
Right. Well, when you mentioned John Larroquette in Stripes, I thought it was about the scene where he had the telescope looking out at the woman's shower, and the telescope goes out the window.
but those women in that were too old for Joe.
Right. They can vote and drive a car, but anyways.
Yeah. He'd be in the parking lot of the junior high school with a telescope.
This Corvette. Jesus Christ. Yeah, folks, this is the 46th president of the United States we're talking about. This is not
his electric,
some clown on TV.
His electric SUV.
Right. Let's see how that works when the power companies cut the power or whatnot. But that's another. I got some stuff on that I'll bring up down the road. We have more time. But anyways, our last couple of minutes, we want to remember Bernard McGurk out of New York. He was a radio legend, and he had some of the toughest jobs in radio. He was on the Imus in the Morning program on WNBC and WFAN for years and WABC, and then he was also on the Bernie and Sid show with Sid Rosenberg. Now, McGurk had a very tough job because he tried to make his job was to make Imus and Rosenberg look good. And I was a fan of neither one. And Sid Rosenberg makes Don Imus look like us. He's just absolutely horrendous. But he passed away after a fight with cancer. So, thoughts and prayers with Bernard McGurk. Also, since we are in October, I want to talk about the greatest radio bit ever that used to go on the entire month of October.
Radio Legends Opie Anthony started a bit called Jacktober, which is a play on words from Rocktober, which is a play on words from October. In October, rock stations used to feature one band a day or a couple bands a day and play a lot of their catalogs. So what Opie Anthony did was to switch it to Jacktober to talk about a morning radio. And they would just play clips of actual radio shows from real stations and just totally rip on them without remorse and just totally tear them apart. Meanwhile, the fans would be listening to it. Say it was like Scott and Todd out of WPLJ in New York, which they actually hated. So Opie Anthony would just rip these guys apart. And meanwhile, the fans would get on the Facebook page and all the social media outlets and just put up the most disgusting things you can imagine. I'm not even going to attempt to say what some of the things posted. And then the radio crew would read it in the morning. Oh, somebody posted one of the Scott and Todd fans posted this, something absolutely horrendous. And it is the most funniest gosh darn thing I ever listened to, because it's just so funny, it's so brutal and brutally honest, and just some of the things that the fans would put up were just absolutely just horrendous. And Opie and Anthony, Greg Opie Hughes and Anthony Cumia, had the testicular fortitude to shine a light on the industry. He's like, look, this is what you're putting out, it's garbage, and it sounds the same everywhere, and most of these stations have two guys and a female, and one of the guys is like a crazy guy who's a little bit out there, and the female's job is to just spoil everything and just to say, oh, fellas, you know, they have a nickname for her. They call her The Hole. That's it. And most of these AM or morning shows have two guys and a hole, and they do the same bits with mystery or the thief that somebody stole some money, you gotta find the thief, and who calls in with a fake voice and has clues, and just it's just crap radio. And you know, we've been saying for years that radio's gone to crap and they've done nothing about it. You got shows like ours, everybody on this network, Dean O'Ryan and other people out there who do outstanding radio, but nobody wants to take the chance to say, put us on, because we're going to say what we mean what we say, and we just don't care. But, folks, if you get a chance, go on YouTube, just type in Jacktober, Jocktober, and just be prepared to laugh. The other day, I was listening for 30 minutes going home, and my face was hurting because I was just smiling and laughing so hard. And this is stuff I've listened to in the past, but anyways, that's the radio we miss. And, you know, the show is kind of sort of like Opie Anthony, but it's like Anthony with just politics. But anyways, I digress. Well, you got any final words? Because as usual, I hog up the whole gosh darn hour.
Yeah, you did all right, man. You had a lot to say.
Right.
You had a lot going on in your mind. That's okay. Nothing wrong with that, brother. No, I don't have much going on, you know, except, you know, I'm enjoying the nice weather that we're having down here. And you know, today it got a little above 60, but the humidity was very low. And the coming week down here, it's going to be in the 70s over the weekend. It's not going to rain till like next Thursday. We haven't had any rain in like 2.5 weeks. So now the leaves are starting to fall here. And, you know, I'm not a fan of winter. You know, I'm not afraid of it. I just dislike it. So, I'm just getting my house ready for you know, well, to stay warm and chill out, you know, hang out. That's it.
Right. So, how much snowfall by you in the wintertime?
It varies. I mean, you know, there are years that we don't get anything, and then there are years that, you know, we get 6 or 8 inches. I've been down here 25 years, and, you know, I haven't seen anything more than 6 inches. But then, you know, next day it's gone, you know.
Right. That's not bad, because we have
weeks in January where it can hit zero, you know, but it's got to be a really strong jet stream from Canada, you know, to reach down here. but you know, it's dry. And instead of snow, we get rain. So, but I just don't like the chill.
Right. Well, count your blessings, because here in D.C. we don't get that much snow, but if we get about one big snowstorm a year, but it's just absolutely the worst, because so many people live out, not from up north, that can't drive in the snow. They're from, well, let's say out of town, like out of the country, and these people can't drive. And then the news media says, oh, we got a storm coming, storm of the century, but nothing. But anyways, well, we made it through another week. For Walter Yerku, this is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.